That forecast for Bendigo, perfect tennis weather, which is just as well because we've got a couple of big weeks of tennis coming up now in Bendigo. And James Rail from Bendigo Tennis is with us. James, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
No problem at all. So very exciting times and must be really looking forward to getting things underway, if indeed they're not already underway.
Absolutely. No, I pulled up this morning and the weather's fantastic, which is really great. It's going to be a fantastic week. So it's the Bendigo Pro Tour for the next 2 weeks here in Bendigo. Just make sure everyone knows that it's not these guys in quarantine playing up and doing silly things. It's, everyone's already been here for a long time, or they are Australian, so none of that affects us. But no, we're really excited for some really great tennis in Bendigo.
Yeah. Now, will some of these people who are taking part here, have they qualified or can they qualify for the Australian Open?
I believe so, yes. I believe so. I don't know 100%. I've been running around getting everything ready for here. But I believe like Mark Coleman, Callum Puttigal, those kind of level of guys, they'll already have wild cards in for sure.
Yeah. So these guys and gals are, generally speaking, the young up-and-comers. Is that how it really works?
Correct. So, yeah, we were actually, because of the international problems with quarantine, we were actually expecting quite a low field this time. But we're really wrapped with the strength of the field. One of the players in the men's side, he's ranked fifth in the whole of Australia. And it's actually a really strong level of competition, better than what we even expected, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, I guess, as you say, it's nice too that it's all very smooth up here, because certainly there's a few things a little problematic with the Australian Open quarantining, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, no. So, yeah, no, but when we took on this event, the first thing we decided was, does this pose any risk to Bendigo? When we knew it was any players already in Australia or already Australians, we thought there's really little to no more risk than any other event in Bendigo, so we thought, let's bring some fantastic tennis here.
So tell me, is it open to the public?
Absolutely, it's open to the public. It's in, obviously, COVID-safe format, yes. And we do have the capacity, but look, everything we're kind of used to doing is kind of the same things we have to do too. We have to check in upon entry, make sure you've got your mask in case you can't social distance, thanks to the new rules today, yeah. And just really use common sense. Don't gather in big groups.
No, that's right. So tell me, when does it get underway, sort of timing today?
So we are on from 10 a.m. every single day for the next 14 days. So throughout the week, Monday to Friday, will be a round robin format with the finals on the Saturday and Sunday of both weekends. Matches start from 10 a.m. I expect them to run through till probably maybe 6 or 7 tonight and each and every day, because we've got to get through the court the matches every day. So expect a full day of tennis down here.
It is looking good, the weather, for the next few days as well, so that'll be absolutely perfect.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a hot weekend too, I believe.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Now listen, last year when one of the big tournaments was here, I came down, took on Jacob Grills, taught him a few things about, you know, how to play tennis. So I'm hoping I might be able to line up somebody sometime this week to do the same again. Do you think we could organise that?
Absolutely, we can certainly do that. We can certainly help you out. I'm pretty sure Jacob's here again this week, so maybe you can have round two. But
well, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that I helped him along. It's what I try and do to the young kids, you know, coming through. So, yeah. All right. Well, listen, we'll look forward to that, and we'll post it, obviously, on our social media when we've done that. So I'll talk to you very soon about that, James, and wish you every success with everything that's going on there today and over the next 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. James Rail from Bendigo Tennis, and that is going to be just a fantastic couple of weeks of tennis. And get down there, have a look. All COVID safe and all that sort of stuff. Wonderful.